The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
And welcome to Winchester, Kansas, where we're getting set for high school basketball tonight. Can you believe it? The final game of the regular season for both of these schools as some states loom large. Hello again, everybody, and welcome. Joseph's our producer and engineer in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here this evening, and it is a matchup between a couple of Northeast Kansas League teams who know one another very, very well. Between the two of these teams, I think maybe there's been one conference championship by someone else in the last decade. Let's introduce the starters, first of all, for the road team tonight, ACCHS. Under head coach Austin Eckert, the Lady Tigers are good. They're 17-1, an undefeated 14-0 in the NEKL, and they're going to be starting Jordan Kaplinger and Aaliyah Wallish, Addison Schletzbaum, Natalie Nitz, and Kinsey Bowerly. For JCN and head coach Steve Knoll, JCN, a good team as well. They are 13-6, 11-4 in the conference, and Here at home tonight, they're going to be starting Claire Jobbins and Macy Thompson, Emily Langley, Clara Johnson, and Abby Laird. ACCH is in a traveling black uniform with orange and white for JC, and it's those home whites with that familiar Kelly green. And if you look at the ACCHS sideline, not a lot of girls there. You got to say, well, where's everybody at? Well, talking to Coach Eckert before the game, the ACCHS JV girls are playing tonight in Sabetha. So he's got pretty much strictly the varsity-only crew on the bench tonight. And we're set to go. Hope you enjoy it. The ball goes up the tip of the way. Control down by Atchison County. Lady Tigers have it. We are underway. Top side with the basketball, Addison Schletzbaum, who just last week hit the 1,000 points and hit the high water mark as the all-time leading scorer in ACCHS girls basketball history. Here's the driving shot. Bowerly, it's off the mark, no good. Rebounding it off the floor. It'll be Claire Jobbins. JCN's first possession of the game. The outlet pass going to be slapped out of bounds by Schletzbaum. It'll come back in again to JC into their offensive baseline. Nice, nice crowd here tonight. Not an SRO crowd, but a good turnout. It'll be put in play underneath their own goal. Laird's going to look to bring it in. Wants to get it in up high. There's nobody there. Brings it in down low. We'll take it back. Jump shot, in and out. Nope. Rebounding it down is going to be Wallace. Each team in possession. Neither team has scored. Quickly back up the floor. A minute into the ball game. Here come the Tigers. Atchison County over to the right side, Natalie Nitz. We'll see how they defend her as JCN is going to start this thing with a 2-3 zone. Very basic zone, but we're going to see Coach Knoll do a lot of different things. He's going to change zones. He's going to maybe throw in a junk defense or two, maybe a little box and or triangle and. So we'll see how that goes. Now the feet in the middle to Wallace in the lane. Rotates, falling away. Right-handed shot is up. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Abby. Laird coming down with the basketball and walking it slowly up the floor is going to be Claire Jobbins. JCN lobs it over to the right side, and that pass is a little out of reach. Claire can't get a handle on it, and the Lady Tigers are going to get it back in play from the backcourt. 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. We are still scoreless here in Winchester, Kansas, and glad to have you with us for High School Hoops this evening here on CARE Radio. Back out topside is going to come. We'll be updating you also on some programming notes. Here's a three for Natalie. Wide to the right side. The rebound tipped around. Cleared down by JCN. Langley coming down with it. And again, back up forward with the basketball. Here we come. 5:50 to go in the opening quarter. And a shot on the other end is going to fail. Rebounding it back. The runner is going to be up and good by Bowerly. And Kinsey Bowerly will hit the first bucket of the ball game. Lady Tigers have broken out on top 2-0 with 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. Back down court, it's Jeff North. Out on top is going to be Laird. She'll hold it up high, coming up with a high post. Trying to switch it over to the left side, looking for Clara. Can't find her. We'll lob it down to the right block. And again, Schletzbaum anticipating well, getting up and kind of volleyball, moving that ball and just batting it away and out of bounds. Once again, it's going to come in to Jeff North. 2-0 in the early going. They'll bring it in, and Langley over to the right side. Laird goes up, gets fouled, and Abby will be coming to the free throw line. Foul is going to be on Kinsey Bowerly. It'll be her first foul of the ball game by either team. You're at 5:20 to go in the opening quarter. Step into the stripe for Jeff North is going to be the junior, Abby Laird. Her first shot is up and short. One more shot coming her way. Neither team has gone to the bench yet with 5:20 to go in the opening quarter. Abby's going to eye this one up, sends it a little higher, and it's still going to be a little bit short. And the rebound lost out of play, touched by Jeff North. Lady Tigers with a 2-0 lead, putting it in play for the backcourt, and it will be Jordan Kaplinger to bring it up the floor. Jordan walks it up, one of the many seniors on this ACCHS team. Matter of fact, they're starting four of them. Bowerly, the only non-senior. She's got the only points of the game. Now she's going to have the ball taken away from her, and as it is pulled free by Claire Jobbins, she's going to turn, and they're going to say travel with the ball. Back it's going to come to the Lady Tigers. Schletzbaum putting it in play from the far side. 5 minutes to go in a 2-0 opening quarter. Beverly's going to have it on top. And these teams have really slowed this thing down. We've seen no transition, taking a lot of air out of the ball. They'll feed it to the right block, come back out on top, over to the baseline left. Here's Nitz. She liked that shot. It's coming up a little bit short. Rebounding it down, strolling around. It's on the floor and going to be saved by Schlitzbaum. Good hustle, and her follow shot is up and good. You give Atchison County the second and third shots, they are pretty much unbeatable. It is 4-0, Lady Tigers, at the 4.5 mark of the opening quarter. Now Laird's going to go coast to coast, kick it off the window. It's no good. Follow up by Thompson. It's off the window and no good. 2-point blank shots, neither which would fall for Jeff North. And Powerly brings it back up the floor for the Tigers, who are in front 4-0. We approach the midpoint of the opening quarter. Top side is going to be Powerly over to the right. Now into the corners, Natalie. Nitz holds it down there. JCN maintains that zone defense. They feed Schlitzbaum. She'll turn from 12, miss it. Rebound, Chargers. Over to basketball, going to be Clara. Clara Johnson will bring it up the floor. And again, they're going to bring Laird up to the high post. Pull the ball up topside. Over to the right side again, Johnson. 3:45 to go in the first quarter. JCN doing a good job of, again, just deflating the ball, slowing it down. Topside with it is Langley. Back over to Laird. She'll square up from 12. Got it. First points of the ball game for Jeff North belong to Abby Laird. It's a 4-2 game at 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Neither of these teams will play again until sub-state, and for the first time in many years, they will not be in the same sub-state as ACCHS has. Now the ball's going to be knocked out of the hands of Wallish. She held it kind of up and behind her head and just reaching up from behind. It was taken away. JCN up the floor, looking to tie the game. Laird with it, back over to the left side. It's going to go to Jobbins, back to Abby. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Laird will pull up, same shot she hit a moment ago. That one will not go in. She'll get her own rebound on the floor. Turns, shoots, off the rim, won't go. Rebound followed up, and in plus one. Count the bucket and add a foul, and I believe that Kinsey Bowerly has just collected her second. So Bowerly, very quickly, without any hesitation, heads to the bench. And ACCHS will bring in a duo of substitutions as Kaplinger will also exit the game. Coming into the lineup for Atchison County as the free throw is up and good by Macy Thompson, and JCN has gone in front at 5-4, 2:49 to play opening quarter. Into the game for ACCHS, you are going to have Jenna Pitts and also Madison Martin. Madison, the tall freshman who plays that five spot. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Tigers beat in the middle. Wallish tries to back in, loses the handle, and travels to the basketball. So right now for Coach Eckert, he's got the twin powers, if you will, with Martin and Wallish both out there. JCN battling some pressure. Lady Chargers have made a substitution. They brought Jocelyn Seaver into the game. She'll be up topside playing at probably a 2. 2:15 to play in the first. Seaver will have the ball over to the right side. She will not shoot a lot, but when she does, she's good. Back out on top. Here's Jobbins launching one. It's going to be wide to the left side. The rebound is on the floor. Pulled back down by JCN. The shot up, blocked. Pulled back down by JCN. The shot is up and good. Plus one again. This time the back up by Clara Johnson. And the Tiger foul in Madison Martin. So Madison will have her first foul of the game. The Lady Tigers have committed 3. JCN with none yet. Looking for the 3-point play. This one, perfect. Claire Johnson does not even make the net move. And it is 8-4. JCN, 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Now, with the switch of personnel, Natalie will be bringing the ball up the floor. They've had her at the 2. They play at the 2 a lot, but they've got her at the 1 now. 8-4, JCN. Nitz at the high post. They'll work it to the left, all the way outside. Now, nice backdoor pass and a shot by Martin. Hits the side of the rim and caroms away. Rebounding it down is going to be Abby Laird. Great movement of the ball, and that was a beautiful play, just no finish on it. And here's JCN with the basketball again. Left side of the free throw line is going to be Macy Thompson. Hands it back to Jocelyn. Her shot is going to be blocked by Wallish. Lost out of bounds. Coming back, it will, to Jeff Norris. Opening quarter going pretty briskly. We're down to a minute 24 to go. It is an 8-4 game. Home team out in front here in Winchester. Long cross-court pass, 15-foot jumper for Laird. Rolls away, no good, and the rebound pulled down by Aaliyah Wallace. Here come the Lady Tigers. They're looking to fast break it. That's what they would prefer to do. They'll kick over to the left side where Pitts will launch the three and miss it. Laird with another rebound. She's been dominant on the boards in the early part of the ballgame. 1 minute to go in the first. Back up for the basketball, Clara Johnson. Stops between the circles, dumps it right side, Seaver. Jocelyn looks to the middle, finds nothing there, and brings it to Laird again up on top. We've seen Laird play high a lot here tonight, coming up above the top of the key, three-point circle. 40 seconds to go in the first. Here's Seaver for a long two. Halfway down, it spins out, and rebound to Addison Schlesbaum. Addison slides up the floor. She's so smooth. Here's a three for Nitz. Left unobstructed, and that's what you get. Three for Natalie. It is now an 8-7 JCN lead. Probably the last possession of the opening half. We're down to 19 seconds. They'll feed to Abby at the free throw line. She looks to the middle, is going to drive, puts it in up off the block, cannot draw the foul. The rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. Touch last by Wallace. JCN putting it in play. They'll have 10 and a half seconds to get a shot away. Returning to the floor for Coach Noel will be Emily Langley. Macy Thompson comes out. Laird will be putting it in. JCN by one. They'll go left side to Clara. She'll drive into the lane. Brings it to Jocelyn. Over to the right side. They've got six. Still plenty of time. On the floor twice. The ball stripped away. Picked up. Abby goes up. No foul called. Rebound. It's going to be lost out of bounds. And the Lady Tigers are going to be putting it in with less than a second. And that's going to bring us to the end of the opening quarter. One quarter of the ladies' game is in the book in Winchester. It's JCN 8, ACCHS 4.
Only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch burritos with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's.
Welcome back to Winchester, Kansas. We're going to start the second quarter off with maybe a correction. I think I may have heard myself read a score by looking at my scorebook and not really looking at my last line of the scorebook. It is 8-7 JC and 8-7 JC at the end of the opening quarter. For ACCHS, 3 points for Natalie Nitz on that long shot just moments ago leads away. Addison Schlesbaum and Kinsey Bowerly each with two. For Jefferson County North, it is 3 apiece for Macy Thompson and Clara Johnson. And those 3 points were both on classic conventional three-point plays. Abby Laird has the other two. Fouls, JCN with none. ACCHS, Bowerly with two, and Martin with one. Ball belongs to the Lady Chargers. Second quarter beginning. We're underway. It's going to be passed into the middle and slapped free. Stolen away. Lady Tigers coming up with a steal and up the floor with it. They're going to come to begin the second quarter. Long pass over to the baseline left. A little bit of a head fake. Drive it in. One-handed runner by Schlesbaum's up. No good. Laird comes down with another rebound. And up the floor, Clara Johnson. Clara down the left side, working against Kaplinger. Jordan and the player defense by the Tigers. Kind of bumping and reaching and doing a good job defensively. It's going to come out on top now to Macy. Thompson lays it back out on top. Claire Jobbins. Early in the second quarter, it is 8-7 JCN. ACCHS looking to maintain the perfect season in the conference. Here's a shot up by Laird, and it's not going to go in. Tigers rebound it back down. Atchison County 14-0 in the conference. This is the last game of the year. Now the ball into the middle for Wallace. Knocked away by Laird. It's on the floor. Laird grabs it and gets tied up. Jump ball call this time. It will be Tiger basketball. We're going to get Natalie Nitz back in. She was out of the game at the onset of the opening for the second quarter, but was out of the game for less than a minute. 7-1 to go in the half. The ball comes in, the baseline shot, and Schlesbaum is good for three. Addison Schlesbaum, now the leading scorer in a ball game with five, and the Tigers have retaken the lead. It is 10-8, Atchison County. 6:50 to go in the first half. JC. And again, they try to lob it in the middle. It's what they want to do. It's going to be saved by Langley. Gets it back to Laird. 14-footer. Nope. Rebound tipped. And no over there. No foul from behind. And Wallace will pull down the board. She'll bring it up. Schlitzbaum goes three. This one doesn't go. Wallace with the offensive board. Follows and gets fouled. The foul is going to be the first of the ball game by Jeff North. It'll belong to Macy. And it will be a shooting foul coming to the line. Looking for her first point of the game is going to be Aaliyah Wallace. The senior puts it up and in. She's on the board. It is now 11-8. ACCHS, they come from behind. Second free throw rolls around, and it's in as well. Wallace with two. Tigers take a lead. JCN, well, they take a timeout. We're going to take the break with them, Joseph. We're at 6:26 to go in the opening half of the ladies' game, the first of our high school basketball doubleheader on K-Radio this evening. The score, Atchison County 12, Jeff North 8.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Out of the timeout, here comes Jefferson County North. They bring the ball into the forecourt to get some really strong full-court pressure. It is the most aggressive pressure we've seen by the Lady Tigers in the game so far. Here's Laird with it. She'll turn from 15 off the mark. Rebound is going to be slapped around, and it'll be picked up by Schlitzbaum. Addison, the two-hand push pass up court. Goes right side. They'll feed it down low off the block. Wallace will cut down to the baseline, miss her shot, get her own rebound, follow it up, and in and one. So Wallace missed in the first half, comes back, puts their own rebound back up and in. And the foul is going to be, I think, probably on Abby. The free throw, short. Wait a minute, they did not give her the bucket? That should be a live ball. Okay, we've got confusion. We got a little mess down here. Hold on. The free throw missed. The foul was on 41. That is what we expected. So Abby Laird had it. The Wallace free throw missed. And the official did not realize, one of them down there underneath the bucket, that it was a second half of one plus. So they just let the ball go dead, and now they're having a confab, and I think they're just going to award an alternate possession to Jeff North. All three officials together trying to sort this thing out. 5:53 to go in the opening half, and the second quarter has been a big one for the Lady Tigers, who have now taken a lead at 14-8. Officials going to come over. Coach Noel and Coach Eckert are going to meet with him at midcourt, and we'll see what they decide. Well, they're doing that, a little programming note. Okay, here's how this is going to shake out. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Sports Look. I know it's Wednesday, but there's a reason. Instead of Thursday, we're having Sports Look tomorrow, Wednesday night. That's because Thursday, it is Benedictine postseason basketball. The Ravens in the Heart of America Athletic Conference postseason tournament. And now JCN is going to mishandle a basketball. Jamas will bounce it off the side of her foot, coming up the floor. Back it's going to go to the Lady Tigers. JCN with a great start, leading at the end of the opening quarter, but that is a memory now as they're down six and the Tigers have the ball. 5:40 and rolling to go in the first half. Kenzie Bowerly has come back into the game. She'll be out there with those two fouls. Nitz all alone, launches a three, air ball short, goes out of bounds on a hop, didn't even quite hit the bottom of the net. That is very, very atypical for her. And again, as the ball comes in to JCN, we're going to have full court pressure applied by the Lady Tigers. Jobbins will bring it up, feeds to the left side. Johnson goes in, has it stripped out of her hands. The ball is on the floor. We're still rolling around on the floor, and Natalie's going to steal it away. Nitz, the more aggressive player. There was a chance for either one of them. Now driving in the Euro step, but a badly missed shot, but a foul underneath. Our official is going to make his way over to the scorer's table, see if they get this one spotted. The foul is going to be on that JCN's Clara Johnson. It'll be her first, and Addison Schletzbaum coming to the free throw line. She's hit a 2 and a 3, and these will be her first free throws of the night. First one will not go in. Bowerly right back out of the game. Also, Wallish will exit as Madison Martin and Jordan Kamplinger return to the Tiger lineup. One more shot coming up for Addison. This one well short. And a rebound. Schletzbaum's going to get her own. Nobody boxes her out. She'll follow it up and miss it. This time the rebound down to Macy. Thompson comes down with it. Chaman says, Clara, you bring this thing up. So Johnson brings the ball up the floor this time. Pulls up her dribble above the three-point ring. Again, what JCN is trying to do time after time after time is to pass the ball into the middle, to the block, or inside the blocks in the lane down low. The Tigers are very quick. They got long reaches, and they anticipate those passes really well, and that has not been successful for so much. Here's a turnaround shot from in the lane, missing. And again, for JCN, the obvious plan is to get the ball in the paint. Shot did not fall for Langley. Back up with the Wacom, Atchison County. Tigers have the ball, leading it by a half dozen. 4.5 to go in the first half. So the shot is going to go up for Schletzbaum, rejected underneath by Thompson. And again, badly full court pressure. Jeff North coming up the floor with it. Coming up court, taking it down the right side. It's going to be Claire Jobbins. Now the lob for the baseline, and that was a bad pass. Just way out of reach, over the wrong shoulder. Had no chance. And JCN, again, has a plan. I just don't feel like it's being executed the way Coach Noel wants it. I think he agrees with that, and he's going to take a timeout to talk to the team. A break, Joseph. Here we go. At 4:15 to go, almost halfway through the second quarter. We've got a timeout on the floor. It is Atchison County 14, Lady Chargers 8.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Hey, we're back with you in Winchester, Kansas. How about that? Jefferson County North High School, the host of the final game of the regular season. It's happening here tonight. Started to mention to you a moment ago, sports look tomorrow night and then Thursday. Let's set up Benedictine men's basketball at William Penn. We'll be with them in Oskaloosa, Iowa. One eye on the sky, hoping it to have storms and the winter blizzard that's coming through stays north of us. And one eye on the court is should be a really, really good game. And there is a time adjustment we need to make you aware of. You're used to guys game 7:30. No, this playoff game is going to be a 6 o'clock game Thursday. So there you have all that. That said, Lady Tigers putting the ball in play. We're back at it. Inside 4 minutes to go in the first half. JC is still waiting to get a point in the second quarter. Tigers drive right. The feed into the lane. The ball is going to be stolen away by Langley. And here comes JCN. Lady Chargers pass across court, anticipated by Schletzbaum. She saw that thing coming, kicks it over to the right side, and the layup is going to be up and good by Jordan Kamplinger, her first two. It is now 16-8. 3:20 to play in the half. And again, JCN with a lead at the end of the quarter has not scored in the second. And again, anticipating the pass. Kamplinger down the court, shot blocked, and they're going to call a foul. We're going to get a Tiger timeout. I think I see Coach Eckert out of the court. A couple of free throws, and they're looking to get a timeout. We're going to get that. Before two free throws are going to be awarded to Jordan Kaplinger, we're going to take a timeout with Atchison County. 3:14 to go in the half. It is still ACCHS 16, JCN 8.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Joseph, welcome back, man. You're doing a great job back there. Appreciate all these things you do. The first free throw as we return. Not going to go in for Jordan Kaplinger. One more shot coming up for yet another senior for ACCHS, Jordan. She'll eye this one up and drains it. 3 points, Jordan Kaplinger. It is now 17-8 with 3:14 to go in the first half. JCN looking to break the second quarter ice. Down the right side it comes, all the way to the baseline, across underneath. We'll go to Jocelyn. She brings it out on top. Clara has it. Back it goes to Jocelyn. She wants to get it to the block, and will. On the court one time, Langley, little two-handed shot, and it got the roll. It's up and good. Emily Langley, her first point of the game, first point of the second quarter for Jeff North. 2:45 to go in the quarter. It is 17-10. And again, JCN laying low, sitting up in that zone defense, and now the pass over to the near side. Gets away for a minute, but Nitz, quick hands, is able to recover it. Goes to the baseline left. Baseline three is up and no good. Nitz is going to pick up the board off the floor. JCN standing around a little bit, did not pursue that, rebound it real hard. And now a little behind the back fancy pass is going to be stolen by JCN. Here come the Lady Chargers, 2:10 to go before intermission. Way up top side with it, Jobbins feeds right side, Langley has it knocked out of her hand. She's able to pick it back up, and now it's going to be lost again. Out of bounds, Tigers have it. When you, as an opponent to ACCHS, bring that ball down below the shoulders, and you are no taller than anybody else, the Tigers have quick hands. They are aggressive. They reach in. They slap that ball away. Kaplinger is coming out of the game for Atchison County. Let's just set Coach Eckert's 5. They're making another adjustment or two as well. Out of the court for Atchison County right now, we've got Jenna Pinson, Aaliyah Wallish, Kinsey Bowerly is back in there, Natalie Nitz, and Addison Schletzbaum. Inside, 2 minutes to go in the half. Now the Tigers are working the perimeter. Just forcing that JCN zone to flex from side to side. Now they'll skip it into the right block to Wallace. Loses the handle. Able to get it back. Kicks it to Pitts. She'll take it to the baseline. Bounce it inside. And Abby Lair gets a hand on it. Pass it free. Here comes JCN. Back up the floor with it very quickly. Down the right side is going to be Jobbins. Claire holds it up. Comes top side. Gets it to Macy. The feed. Laird turns. Shoot. Scores. Abby Laird with the bucket. And that's the kind of play that they've been trying to initiate through the course of the game. It's down 17-12. And we've got a minute 15 to go. Tigers, topside Bowerly. She'll go into the lane. Puts up the runner. Nope. Rebound is going to be saved down to the baseline by Langley. And here will come JCN. And again, you've got Jobbins bringing it up the floor, but reluctantly, she did not want to do it. She was looking for Johnson. Here's a feed underneath, Laird, and the two-handed layup will not go in, and then trying to get it back, she'll pick up a foul. So Abby Laird is going to be the first JCN player to have earned a second. It comes here with less than a minute to play in the half. Lady Tigers with the basketball, up 5, a low-scoring one here, 17-12. And you can credit JCN for that in a great extent, as their defense has been tough and their offense has been patient and deliberate. They have been slowing this thing down, figuring that they don't want to get in a track meet. Now the shot by Nitz, rejected, saved by Wallace. Tigers are bound to the left side. Here's the shot by Bowerly. No. Followed up by Wallace. No. Rebound on the floor. And it's going to be taken away by J.C. Sinnott. Bowerly threw the ball back into the game, and Wallace is down. Here's the drive over to the left side. The feed goes underneath. The shot is up and missing. The follow shot is up and good, and we're going to get a timeout for an injury. We're taking a break. Joseph with 9 seconds to go in the half. The score, ACCHS 17 and JCN 14.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
As we come back, you hear the nice round of applause from the crowd as Aaliyah Wallace gets to her feet and makes her way over to the Tiger bench. 9 seconds to go in the half. 17-14. So JCN finding themselves down 9 just 3 minutes and 5 seconds ago. They have gone on a, 6-0 run? Got themselves back into this game. Tigers are going to try to get that last shot off. 5 seconds. Here's a baseline jumper, and that's good for 3 by Nitz. And that is going to get us to halftime. Again, you leave Natalie open. She is a devastating shooter. And we'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. At the break, it is ACCHS 20, JCN 14.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good having you here in Winchester, Kansas. They see a pep band striking up a lively tune, and the guys' teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we're going to have that game coming up for you next. A look at the opening half scoring. First of all, for ACCHS, very, very balanced, and all the starters have scored. Natalie Nitz leads the way on a couple of three-point shots, one in each quarter. She's got 6. Addison Schletzbaum, 5. Aaliyah Wallace, 4. 3. Jordan Kaplinger and Kinsey Bowerly with 2. For Jefferson County North, it's Macy Thompson with 5 to pace the way. Abby Laird, 4. 3 for Clara Johnson and Emily Langley with the other 2. Quickly, glance at the fouls. ACCHS got a little foul trouble early and then quit fouling. Kinsey Bowerly has 2. For JCN, they didn't foul at all in the opening quarter, but did in the second. Abby Laird leads the way. She has 2. Stay with us. Second half of the ladies' game coming up live here on K Radio. And then again, the guys' game after that. But right now, with the intermission score in Winchester, it's ACCHS 20, Jefferson County North 14. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio for a great halftime.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating. 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports. Daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Good evening and thank you for joining us as we bring you high school basketball from Winchester, Kansas. Tom Couts is on the road. ACCHS is at JCN and we'll be returning to the girls' game in just a couple of minutes. Coming up tomorrow night, we've got Sports Look on a rare Wednesday night appearance. Sports Look comes to you immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. It's where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Thursday brings us to Benedictine Ravens men's basketball as they are on the road at William Penn. We will have a special time for this game. It will be a 6 p.m. game for Benedictine men's basketball Thursday evening. Friday brings us back to high school basketball as we've got ACCHS taking on Pleasant Ridge. Tune in at 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the halftime scores as I have them.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's in Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds have been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in 10 lots. Blair's mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available as Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some halftime scores for you in the Hiawatha-Sabetha game at the half. It was Hiawatha girls 26, Sabetha girls 16. Holton and Perry LeCompton were all knotted up at the half at 17 each. Jackson Heights and Oskaloosa were matched up with Jackson Heights ladies at 34 points to Oskaloosa Lady Bears 11. Centralia was leading Axtell 35-19. And in this game, we've got ACCHS at 20 points with JCN girls sitting at 14. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at that weather eye forecast.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no-bready bowls, and amazing salads. at Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 46, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 65. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 17. Turning much cooler Thursday and Friday, with highs from the upper 20s to the low 30s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Currently, it's 48.7 degrees Fahrenheit up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. The winds are out of the east-southeast at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 58%. Barometric pressure is holding steady at 29.45 inches of mercury. Dew point, 35 degrees Fahrenheit. And the feels-like temperature out there is 43 degrees. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to Winchester, everybody. And many thanks to our man Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, sad it's the final regular season game here tonight. It's okay, Joseph. We've got postseason. Welcome back. And there's been some action here right out of the gate. ACCHS and Addison Schletzbaum took the opening play. Euro stepped away down the line to hit the lane to hit two. Stole the inbound pass for a quick two. And now Abby Laird hits a two. As quickly as that, it is now 24-16. The shot by the Tigers is off the mark for three by Nitzen. The long rebound is going to clear out of play, and it will be J.C. involved. But right now, what the Tigers are doing, they've gone back to this full court, and I mean, we're talking about an intense full court pressure, and J.C. and having a problem with that. Clara's going to get it into the forecourt, and it was no easy task. The Tiger defense is very, very strong. 6.5 to play in this third quarter. J.C. has the basketball up top side. There it goes in, goes up the window, no good. Rebound tipped around, it's on the floor, and Schlenzbaum is going to pick it up. She will weave her way first to the left side, then to the right, dumps it over to the right edge, and Nitz is going to launch another three. That one is going to be a little too long, and a rebound down to Macy Thompson. J.C. and taking it back the other way. I think Coach Noel on his feet, I think, again telling his team, get a little patience, slow this thing down. Here's a feed to Laird. She will turn and shoot. Can't get it to fall, reaches in to steal it away, and they're going to call her for a foul. It's good to see Aaliyah Wallace back out of the court. She got banged up a little bit in that first half, but you can see she's kind of still holding her side a little bit where she had taken a bump, and she is not exactly at 100%. Trying to maybe surprise to see her out there holding her abdomen, but here we go. It is 24-16. Tigers in front and with the basketball looking for a double-digit lead. They've led by as many as nine. And again, the Euro step, about four or five steps later, with no travels being called. And in this day and age, I think officials have kind of decided that calling travels is not what they like doing. And so we don't see that done very much. Here's a turnaround shot. It is up and missing. And a rebound is going to be knocked away. It's out of bounds. And they're going to say it's off Langley. The basketball coming in playing to Atchison County. 5.5 to go, third quarter. 24-16 ACCHS. These two teams met Oh, gosh, you know, really wasn't that long ago. In fact, their first meeting was after the first of the year, January the 10th, to be exact, in Effingham. And ACCHS took a 49-23 win in that one. Here's Nitz with the left side, back out of top, Schletzbaum. Natalie went in that three, but the defender dropped down in front of her. The feed to the left side of the lane, comes back out of top, Schletzbaum, lobs it to the right. Here's Kaplinger for three. Gets it. How about that? Jordan Kaplinger. 27-16, and the Tigers now up 11. Thomas with it on the left side. JCN in trouble, trailing by 11. Top side, the feed into the lane. Thompson in, up, too strong. Rebound. Laird has it taken away from her by Schletzbaum. Here come the Lady Tigers. Addison down the left side. Goes to the left. Posts it out on top. Bowerly all alone for a three. Won't fall. Rebound, Chobbins. 4:20 to go, third quarter. JCN back up with it. Johnson starts left, comes back right. Defended by Kaplinger. Goes top of the key, Thompson. Macy looks to the middle, pivoting with the left foot. Now kind of hands it over to Jobbins. Claire goes behind her, and there's going to be an offensive foul called. Claire not real happy with that, as she will have her first foul of the game. And it's going to be team foul two by JCN in the second half. Just over 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Here comes Natalie. Nitz is going to walk it up the floor, a little left hand, kind of a nonchalant dribble. Pulls it up on top. Looks in. Here's Bowerly. She'll go in, kind of falling away. Puts a shot airborne, no good. Rebound, Lane. Pulled down by Langley. I'm an experienced officiating crew here tonight. Feet to the left side of the lane. Lots of reaching, lots of pushing, lots of shoving. And now we're going to get a JCN timeout. Coach, don't take it a break. Joseph, we got a TO coming our way right here. We're 3.5 to go in the third. It is ACCHS 27, JCN 16.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Only Taco John's Valueless Menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch Burritos with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueless Menu, only at Taco John's.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's.
Out of the timeout, JCN puts the ball in play. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Here's Abby Laird. She's going to drive into the lane, pulls up a jump shot, draws a foul. Abby Laird will come to the line. Not a lot of fouls called in this game. This is going to be the third against Kinsey Bowerly. And you say, wait a minute, 3 fouls on Kinsey? And you say not a lot of fouls? Well, Kinsey has 3. Madison Martin has 1. Those are the only fouls for the Tigers tonight. Abby Laird's first free throw is off the mark. And Bowerly coming out of the game again. Back into the lineup will be Jenna. Jenna Pitts. Second free throw, yes. So Laird will hit one of the two. She has the only 3 third quarter points for JCN. The score is now 27-17. With 3:20 to go in the third. Here's a turnaround from 10 by Schletzbaum. Way short. Rebounding it down, Jeff North. Johnson up the floor. Weaves away to the right side, goes all the way to the right side of the lane, puts up a running shot. It's well off the mark. There was no offense in that, just coming down the court and launching one. Sometimes you see players do that. Here's a skip over to the left side. They're trying to get it to Wallace. Laird reaches around her. Abby will collect her third foul. Her fourth. Abby with her fourth foul. It comes into Schletzbaum. She'll cut loose for 3 and throw it down. Addison Schletzbaum. After a 2-point opening quarter, 3 in the second, and now she's had 7 already in the third quarter. Jason has the ball stripped away, knocked out of bounds. It'll be Charger basketball in front of the scorer's table. Coming into the game for JC, and it's going to be the freshman. That's Riley Thompson. Riley's going to be doing the inbound work and bring it into Clara, who immediately dribbles down the right side in front of the Charger bench and bounces the ball on the line. For Atchison County, you've got, looks like 4 of the starting 5 out there right now. Bowerly's the only starter not in the game with those fouls, and Pitts is in for her. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Ball just leading the ball game right now, and the Tigers are up 13 at 30-17. Baseline shot, Nitt gets it for 3. Natalie from the outside, she's got a 3 in each quarter now, and has 9 points. Here comes Riley. She'll go all the way down to the baseline. Puts her shot up. It's going to be deflected away. We better go back down to Atchison County. 2 minutes to go in the third. ACCHS opening up the spread now. Top side, 3-point Schletzbaum. Rattles it home. Schletzbaum with 3 more. Addison has 10 in the quarter. And now JCN throws the ball away in the backcourt. We're going to get a timeout. Let's do it, Justin, with a minute 45 to go. We're in the third quarter in Winchester. All Lady Tigers, ACCHS 36, Jeff North, 17.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Keep in mind the men's game, the boys' game, coming up after this one. ACCHS and Jefferson County North right now, though, with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter of the girls' game. The Lady Tigers have really opened it up, leading it out 36 to 17. Score Atchison County, 1-2-3. There are only 3 starters out there with Natalie Nitz and Jordan Kaplinger and Addison Schletzbaum on the floor, along with Jenna Pitts and Lainey Pannell. It comes into Nitz. She'll go baseline 3 and hit another uncontested 3. 4th 3 of the game, and Natalie's got a dozen. And a minute 35 to go, 39-17. Tigers up by 22. We're at a minute 25 to go in the third quarter. And now you look up on the floor and see Emily Langley thrown to the ground. No fouls called. It'll be put in play for Jeff North from the far side by the freshman Riley Thompson. Riley brings it out in the middle, and it's going to be knocked away by Kaplinger and out of bounds. Madison Martin will come into the game. And back in for the Chargers will come Abby Laird. 1:24 to go, third quarter. The real difference in this game was the defense supplied by ACCHS. When they changed at halftime and went to this really strong full court pressure, the ball on the right side, the shot is going to go up, and Martin commits a foul. Officials coming over to let us know that for sure, and that's what it is. Second part of the ball game by Madison, and at the line for Jefferson County North, it'll be Emily Langley. Emily with a couple of points, hasn't had a free throw shot tonight. This one is high and arcing and good. 39-18 with a minute 12 to go in the third quarter. Second one, a little bit short, and a rebound. Tigers have it. Jenna Pence comes up with a rebound, brings it up the floor briskly over to the right side. Again, an uncontested three. Nitz will throw in another one. She's got 9 in the quarter, 15 in the game now, 42-18. 24-point lead, and as the ball comes down, we're going to get a Tiger foul. Foul is going to be on Pitts. It is her first. And you can hear the applause, and you can hear the background. We're really right between the two benches, so you can kind of hear both coaches clearly. Coach Eckert applauding his team. He likes the aggressiveness. He likes the way they're getting after things. He likes the effort. Here's the shot in the middle, and we're going to get another Tiger foul. This one is going to be on Laney. And at the free throw line, Macy Thompson. Macy has 5 tonight. One at the free throw line. That one is going to be off the window and good. She'll take that. Macy, her 6th point this evening. Second one will not go in. Rebounding at Langley. Goes up. Nope. Rebound, Laird, goes up, no, and we get a jump ball. We are. Possession, Jeff North. With 44 seconds to go in the third quarter. Part of the Tiger play is going to the wrong end of the floor. Now the confusion's cleared up. Coach says, no, we should go back to where the ball is coming in play. It'll come in on the right side. The feed outside the block. The turnaround shot, Langley, too strong. Rebound, cleared away by the Tigers and Laney panel. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Jenna will take it over to the right side, skip it down low. Martin feeds in the middle. That shot's rejected. A block by Abby Laird. And Lady charges up court with 20 seconds left in the third. Nitz will bump the ball handler all the way up the floor. As she pulls up the dribble, they double her up. She's able to get rid of the ball, and now it's going to be knocked free and stolen up the top side. Quickly down the left is going to come Kamplinger. She'll feed it across, and great hustle by Laird to slap that ball away. Going to go out of bounds. Tigers will have it into their baseline. 6 seconds to go in the third. It'll be put in play by Jenna Pitts. She'll bring it into Kaplinger. The shot for three for Jordan. Her second three. 7 3-point shots by the Tigers in the third quarter alone. A couple of twos along with it, and they have exploded to a massive lead. 3 quarters in the book in Winchester. It is ACCHS 45, JCN 19.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
2650. Back with you here in Winchester, Kansas, and what a Tiger third quarter, as I mentioned as we were about to exit. 7 3-point shots in that quarter by ACCHS, who scored 25 point third quarter for the Tigers, outscoring JCN 25-5. For Jeff North, they were 3 of 6 at the free throw line and hit 1 2-point shot. Tigers now led by both Addison Schletzbaum and Natalie Nitz, deadlocked at 15 apiece. Jordan Kaplinger right behind him with 9 for JCN, 7 for Abby Laird, 6 Macy Thompson. It is going to be Tiger basketball, and we are back underway for the starting 5 out there for Atchison County. Here's Bowerly with the ball. Out on top, it'll come to Laney panel. She'll go down the right side. Shot up, no. Rebound, Laird. And here comes Jefferson County North. Tiger fans having a good time here tonight. They've shown up in good number to try to cheer their team on to what is going to be a perfect, undefeated conference championship record. Shot goes up for her. The Chargers won't drop. Schletzbaum rebounds it away, and she brings it up the floor. 7:15 to go. Next time these teams play, it will be in the first round of sub-state basketball. Here's Nitz, another open three. That one does not go in. And as the board is going to be pulled down by Macy Thompson, she is undercut and fouled. It'll be the fourth of the game by Kinsey Bowerly. We're almost a minute gone in the fourth quarter. No points in the fourth. Third quarter was very different, but not different. The Tigers stay with that full court pressure. All the way down the floor, and it's going to be lost on the dribble. Jason will turn it over. 6:57 to play in the game. Nitz walks up the court. Jason gets back down court and sets up what looks like now is going to be, is it going to be a player defense? Sure is. So they've shifted to the player defense. Panel gets it to Schlitzbaum, goes to the free throw line, kicks it over to Panel, should cut into the middle, skips it down low to Wallace. Baseline turnaround shot, no good. Rebound and crashing in. Bowerly is going to call it a night, I think. I have her for five. She's walking down the other end of the court like she's playing, so maybe I'm wrong. We'll see. Kinsey looks around and it's like startled. She says, that's four. It's five. She's arguing with the official. 6:32 to play in the ball game. It is a 45-19 lead for ACCHS. And Kinsey fouls out with 6:32 to go and ends the night with 2 points. Now, here's something a little interesting. And at this point in the game, you look for interesting things. For ACCHS, 45 points, a long way to go in this game yet, and yet a driving shot is going to be up and good for Clara Johnson for JCN, 45-21. Not a point has been scored for the Tigers by anyone who didn't start. Only the starting five have put points on the board tonight for ACCHS. Now the Tigers running a little motion against the zone to feed underneath. Wallace falls away, shoots and scores. Aaliyah Wallace up to six now. And it is 47-21. 5:50 to play. The ball down court, slapped out of bounds. It'll belong to JCN. Guys game coming up after this one, so do not go far. I mean, yeah, you can go to the fridge and make a sandwich. Maybe a little salami and... What do you think, Joseph? Swiss? Salami and Swiss? Here's a shot from the left side by Jeff North and a foul call putting Abby Laird on the free throw line. This foul is the second of the ball game for the Lady Tigers, Lainey Pandel. And Abby Laird coming to the stripe, leads her team with 7 points. She is one of two at the free throw line this evening. First one is going to be short. Do we have any substitutions? The official looks at the scorer's table and no action from either team. One more shot for Abby Laird Jr. for the Chargers. It's good. She's at 8. 47-22. 5.5 minutes to play. Again, it was a 49-23 game the first time these two teams met. Going to have a few more points than that tonight. Here's Addison. Changes directions. One-handed runner. Nope. Rebound. Laird is going to take it. And we've got another player on the floor. Taking a moment, kind of gathering herself, is going to be Clara. She is up wincing. Addison Martin will come into the game. And also back in will come starting point guard Jordan Kaplinger, and coach will take out his two non-starters, Jenna Pitts and Lainey Panel. So ACCHS does have one non-starter in the game, and that's because Kinsey Bowerly has fouled out. Down the court with it will come JCN. And we're going to get our first travel call tonight. 5:13 to go. Fourth quarter droning on here. 47-22. The mystery has been out of this since fairly early in the third quarter when the Tigers were absolutely stunningly good. Here's Natalie. Nitz starts into the lane. Brings it back over to the right side to Kaplinger. Feeds underneath to Martin. She'll turn around and miss the layup. Rebound pulled down. Jeff North. Chargers up court with it, and the Tigers still have not had a player who didn't start score yet. Here's a long two. It's up a good Abby Laird. And she's in double figures with 10. 47-24. And we've got 4.5 left to play. Nellie swings it to the left side to Jordan. Out on top, it'll go to Madison. Jordan again goes left side, feeds to Wallace. Underneath, off the block, can't get in the middle. Dumps it back. Kaplinger's three, too strong. Rebound, a lot of contact, a lot of over the back, and the official just says, you know what, it's out of bounds to JCN. Again, the scorer's table, I keep looking. The officials keep looking. They're expecting substitutions, and they're not getting them. 4:10 left. Look at Abby Laird bring the ball up the court like a one. Now she'll bring it to Claire Jobbins, skips it over to the left side of the free throw line. Emily looks into the middle. Back it'll come to Claire. She'll go from 17. Nope. Rebound. Followed up. Nope. And a foul by Martin. It'll be Macy Thompson coming to the free throw line. Madison Martin's third foul tonight. Macy is 2 of 3 and now 2 of 4, missing the front half here. 3:55 to go. Macy Thompson, a JCN senior, will hit the second shot. That takes her to 7 points tonight and changes our score to 47-25. 3:50 to play. Wallace between the free throw line and the top of the circle. Looks to the middle. Brings it out on top. Kaplinger goes right side. Schletzbaum takes it above the free throw line. Right side it goes again. Down to the baseline. A nice cut in the middle. Wallace gets some space. Puts a shot up that it won't go. Gets your own rebound. Follows it up and hits it with the left hand. And we're going to get a Tiger timeout. The bucket by Aaliyah, her eighth. And we have a timeout at 3:28 left in the game. Your score is now Atchison County 49, JCN 25.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Have you with us here on CARE Radio. Joseph in the studio. He's doing that engineering stuff, high-tech stuff that's got like transistors and potentiometers and all kinds of really long names that are difficult to say and more difficult to work with, but he can do it. Great work, Joseph. Thank you. Tom Cowles with you here, and JCN putting the ball at play. Gets the Tiger full court pressure. They're pressing the ball hard, coming up the floor. Quickly down the right side with it. Pass is coming out on top. Abby goes from 15, doesn't get it. Rebound is going to be taken down by Natalie. It's coming up the floor. Little scoot of the foot. Doesn't matter at this juncture of the ball game. And hack out on top. It's going to come with 3:10 to go. Tigers working over to the left side, trying to overload the left. Back out on top. It'll come to Wallace. Atchison County still with 4 of the 5 starters out on the floor, and we're inside 3 minutes to play in a 24-point game. Top side is going to be Madison Martin. She's out there because the other starters fouled out. Here's a feed to the left side, 16-footer Schletzbaum, not going to drop, and a rebound is on the floor. It'll be taken away by JCN. Give that rebound to Emily Langley. Claire Jobbins, right side. Out on top, the feed in the middle to Abby from 12. No, Wallace with another board. 2.5 to go. Down comes Natalie. An all-alone three will go up and good. Another uncontested three for Natalie. She is at 18. 52-25. 2:20 to play. JCN will go left side. Back and in. Turning. No room. Comes out on top. Abby. Laird works that high post, goes down the right side, puts up a runner. We're going to get a foul, and I think the Tigers may, with 2 minutes and 3 seconds to go in the game.
be going to the bench. Not sure. Leading only by 27. At the free throw line is going to be Abby. The front one short. Into the game for ACCHS, we're going to get senior Emmy Smith. Emmy's going to come into the game. Junior Danny Chu is going to come in. Second free throw, yes. So Laird hits one of the two. She's got 11. It is now 52-26. And we've got a minute 50 to go. Right side of the basketball is going to be Jenna Pitts. Oh, here's Emmy. The long three won't go. Rebounding it down, Jeff North. Langley comes down with the basketball. Here's Clara Johnson, and Coach Noel is going to take a timeout. We'll take a break with him. We're down to a minute and a half to go. Timeout of the court. Tigers, 52, Lady Chargers 26.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Regular season coming down to the final moments. A minute 39 to go in the girls' game. Their next action will be in sub-state basketball. Tonight also is the final game that counts towards sub-state standings. Now, if you were to be a team playing Friday, and so many teams are not. ACCHS did have a Friday game, but they changed it and played it Saturday last week, so they didn't have to play Friday. That game would, a game after tonight would not count toward your sub-state standings and seeding, but it would count if you are a team to advance to the state tournament. It would count toward that number. Here's a turnaround shot in the lane by JCN that is good for two from AC Thompson, her ninth point. Team left. ACCHS over to the left side. Here's Emmy. She's going for another one. That was just a little too long. And the rebound is taken away. Madison Martin. Nice board for Madison. Good aggressive play. Here's a drive to the right. The feed in the middle of Madison. Dumping back over to the right side. Three-point shot. Launch. No. Rebounding it down. JCN. Laird with another board. In the last minute now of the ball game. The question for me to remain is, does a non-starter score for the Tigers tonight? Here's a feed for Abby. Laird has it right side of the lane. On the floor once, twice. Shot is going to be blocked. Madison will have her fourth with 42 seconds to go. And again, free throws coming up for JC and Abby Laird. Oh, that is a fifth foul. Excuse me. Fifth foul. So two Tigers have fouled out. Free throw? Yeah. So Madison will foul out here with 42.1 to play. Ending the evening without points. The second free throw for Laird is also good. 52-30. Here comes Atchison County on the right side. They'll have it way out on the edge. Are they going to just spread the floor and run the timeout? Or will they take a shot? Here's Chu. Skips it over to the right side. They'll drive it. Go back out on top. No, Kaplinger wants three. And we'll hit it. So Kaplinger decides she wanted one more shot at it and knocks down her 12th point of the game. 55-30. The feed inside. The shot good by Emily Langley. 55-32. They're playing it right down to the wire, and that's going to get final score tonight. ACCHS Lady Tigers 55, JCN 32, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications post-game show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications post-game show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
For the ladies' game in the book, Lady Tigers will complete a perfect conference season, winning the NEKL here tonight. Recap of the scoring for you for ACCHS. All the starters scored. Only the starters scored. Leading the way, Natalie Nitz with 18. Addison Schletzbaum, 15 and a dozen for Jordan Kaplinger. Aaliyah Wallace, 8 and 2 for Kinsey Bowerly. The Tigers had two players, Kinsey Bowerly and Madison Martin, both foul out of the ballgame. Tigers were 3 of 6 at the free throw line tonight. 12 three-point shots. For JCN, double-digit scoring for Abby Laird with 13 tonight. It was 9 for Macy Thompson, 5 apiece, Emily Langley and Clara Johnson. Conversely, JCN, 10 of 16. Took a lot of free throws because the Tigers were whistled for some fouls. And they did not hit a three-point shot at a ball game here tonight. Tell you what, you can hear the band strike up as the guys' teams are out of the court warming up. We'll be back to bring you boys high school basketball next on CARE Radio. Going to find the score in the opener. Atchison County 55, Jeff North 32. Stick around. Guys basketball coming up shortly.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.